Welcome to the Seeking Contentment for the Christian Woman podcast. My name is Nicole, and this is my version of a front porch where we sip good coffee that probably has too much creamer and go deep on the things that grow your faith and help you rediscover joy in your life and your marriage. If you find yourself feeling discontent or restless in your life, you are in the right place. If you're bored with the mundane day-to-day or feel like you're losing yourself while taking care of your family, I completely get it. I was you. Then several years ago, the Lord took me on a journey of finding my identity and purpose in Him, and it changed everything. If you're ready to go deep on mindset, identity, faith, and marriage, you're in the right place. Let's ditch that feeling of discontentment. You matter, your life matters, and your day-to-day matters. A fulfilling life is possible, and it's possible for you. Let's do this. Hey everyone. On today's episode, we are going to talk about how others' opinions affect us in our everyday lives and how to fix it. But first, if you're new here, welcome. I'm so glad you're here. And if you are not new here, welcome back. I'm so blessed to have you here as well. So for many years, I struggled because I thought I was too much. And maybe this also resonates with you, but I've always thought that I was too loud, too opinionated, sometimes too pushy, too overbearing, too intimidating, things like that. And I had a coaching session a while ago because, yes, coaches also have their own junk that they need to work through. And what I walked away with was absolutely amazing. What I walked away with is that I am not too much of anything. I am exactly the way that God in His infinite wisdom created me to be. And these things that I thought were holding me back or the things that I shied away from are actually the gifts that I've been given so that I have the boldness to live in the calling that I have been called to. And so I do want to caveat this a little bit and say that I'm not talking about a lot of what goes on in the self-help world and, you know, the be yourself, run wild, it doesn't matter who gets hurt, act recklessly or act like a fool, like all that BS nonsense that is taught so much in the self-help world is not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is the live in the purpose that God has given you, to step into your calling and to use the gifts that He's given you. That's the kind of living that I'm talking about, and seeking God in everything so that it's His desires that are in your heart. And then once you have those desires, then living out that truth. And that's just really obedience, you know, living out what He has told you that He wants you to do. And so this was the issue. I was so worried and second guessing myself because of what others thought, that I was being disobedient to what He was calling me to do. I let the world dictate that I didn't know enough to do things, that I wasn't smart enough, that I couldn't guarantee results through my coaching, that I didn't have, at that point I hadn't had enough clients yet, so that I couldn't, you know, guarantee things were going to happen, that I needed more techniques, that I needed to figure out some more systems. And this is kind of what I call my Moses moment. And if you don't know that story, you should definitely go look it up. I believe it's in Exodus. I probably should know that. But basically, the Lord called Moses to speak. And Moses was like, what? Like, I can't speak. I stutter. And, you know, all the excuses of why he couldn't do what the Lord was calling him to do. But the truth is that when you're walking with the Lord, you have all of that within you. He gives you all of those things that He needs you to have to do what He's calling you to do. And, you know, it's, you hear that all the time that He doesn't call the equipped, He equips the called. And so He just, you know, when you're walking with Him and the desires in your heart are His because you are surrendered to Him. And so He's not going to call you to do something that you're not equipped to do. And so, like, for example, you know the best way to take care of your body through diet and exercise that's right for you. You know how to go after the job or business that you are being called to pour into. I really feel that you know how to best mother your children or how to be the best wife to your husband. You know how to be the friend that your friends need you to be. We just spend so much time second guessing because the next person or the next guru is pushing what worked for them. And that causes us to lose who God has called us to be. It causes us to lose our authenticity or our unique voice. You know, that innermost voice that tells us what we need to do for ourselves and not worrying about what everybody else is doing. We think that we can't possibly know how to live life without seeing what everybody else is doing and applying what everybody else is doing to our lives. But the thing is, they're not you. They don't have your kids. They don't have your husband. They don't have your job or your business or your body. They aren't you. You are absolutely unique, and you have a purpose and a path that's only for you. And I truly believe, like I said before, that you know how to walk that path. And you might only know the next step, but I feel that if you're seeking the Lord in the way He wants you to go, the Bible says that He will direct your path. So you know what path to start down, and He may not reveal it all right away, but you still will have that knowledge of where you should be going. So I just want to encourage you to stop second guessing yourself. You really need to shut everyone else out and just do it. It's so easy in our world today to get caught up in the information overload, and everybody has something that they are doing, and you know, everything worked for them. And that's great, but again, they're not you. And regardless of what it is that you're trying to do, it's going to be different because everybody's circumstances are different. Everybody's personalities are different. So I would just challenge you, don't be afraid to fail or to mess up or to have to just figure it out for yourself. If you don't get it quite right, you obviously can just tweak it and try again. My biggest thing that I would like to get across is that just stop searching for someone that you can copy. Like, stay authentic to who God created you to be and what He's calling you to do. And, you know, I had mentioned the things that had held me back at the beginning of this being, for me, it's being too much. I know there's a lot of people that struggle with not being enough. And I'm not saying I don't ever struggle with that, but also, you know, kind of the you're too opinionated and you need to just sit down and be quiet and all of those things. And I struggled with those for a long time, but I couldn't be doing this if I wasn't living up to those characteristics, personality traits, I guess, that the Lord instilled in me. I wouldn't be able to speak out for things that I believe in, and I wouldn't be able to be the coach I am because I'm not pointing you as a coach. In my coaching, I don't point you to what everyone else is doing or what worked for me. We focus on you and what the Lord is calling you to do and answers that He has for you. And what worked for me isn't going to work for you. What worked for another client isn't necessarily going to work for you. So I hate to say stay true to yourself because that's such a buzzword right now. And the implications that that has is not what I believe. But I do want to challenge you to stay true to who the Lord is calling you to. And to not shrink back from the characteristics that He gave you. He gave you those characteristics to be able to fulfill the calling that He's given you in this life. So I hope that this challenged you today. I hope it encouraged you. I hope it inspired you to step out and do whatever that thing is that He is calling you to do. And I will see you guys again soon. Have a great day. Bye-bye. If this episode challenged or blessed you in some way, I would love it if you would share it, subscribe, or leave a review. It only takes a few minutes and it helps to get my show out to others who may need it. You can connect with me on Facebook by joining my free group. Go to Seeking Contentment Community and just hit join. I feel truly blessed to have you here today. Praying for you daily, Nicole.